Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. This week, we play new music from Taylor Swift and answer a question about Veterans Day. But first, a report on a group that has built hundreds of playgrounds in America and how it is now reaching beyond those borders. Back in 1995, Daryl Hammond read a tragic story in the newspaper about two children in a poor area of Washington, D.C. They had been playing in an old car because they had nowhere else to play. They got stuck inside and died from a lack of air. Mr. Hammond was struck by the tragedy. Soon after, he and his friend Don Hutchinson established a non-profit group to build community playgrounds across America. The first went up that same year in Washington. In the 15 years since, Kaboom has built almost 2,000 community playgrounds. But Kaboom's playground plans are not just for America. Faith Lapidus has more.
Mark White built his first non-American playground in Poland. He is known in that country as Pan Placzabaw, or Mr. Playground. The project took place at an orphanage, a large housing center for children without parents. Mark White says the playground brought the wider community together. Families came to play. Orphan children made friends with children they had never had the chance to play with before. Mark White's earlier work with Kaboom in the American Gulf Coast after Hurricane Katrina helped inspire and guide the playground in Poland.
I thought, couldn't this playground model work elsewhere in the world? With Skype and the internet and cell phones, couldn't we do the same type of thing? So I looked at the 8 steps of the roadmap that Kaboom uses to teach people how to build a playground using community involvement, and went one by one and planned the playground there in Poland.
Currently, Mark White is working on a playground in Nepal. That is the kind of story sure to make Lawrence Hooper happy. He is Senior Director of Online Initiatives at Kaboom. He takes everything Kaboom knows about building playgrounds and puts that information online in a simple, easy-to-use design. He says there are 15 years of playground building knowledge available on Kaboom's website. He says you can find checklists, design plans, even information about soil testing. Mr. Hooper also says visitors can post questions that Kaboom experts will answer. Or visitors can exchange information with other playground builders, no matter where they are.
It's astonishing. You hear stories of people who are using our tools in Nepal or in Africa. The power of the web is that it really does reach into every single corner and makes this knowledge available to someone who just goes onto a search engine and types a couple of words looking for this information. You know, they will find us.
You can find a link to the Kaboom website on our website. VOASpecialEnglish.com.
Over there, over there, and the word over there, that the Yanks are coming.
Our listener question this week is from China. Albert Lee wants to know about Veterans Day. November 11th is a day Americans honor men and women who have served in the United States Armed Forces. World War I ended at the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. Germany surrendered at 11 o'clock in the morning on November 11th, 1918. The next year, President Woodrow Wilson signed a document declaring November 11th as Armistice Day in the United States. It would be a day to honor the men and women who had served in the American Armed Forces during the war. The United States now has more than 23 million veterans. The term veteran is not just for soldiers who have served in wars. It describes anyone who has ever been in the military. On November 11th, communities across the United States hold ceremonies to observe Veterans Day. Military bands play. Veterans march in parades. The president and other public officials give speeches. Congress wanted the nation to hear the stories of its older veterans. Many veterans have reached old age. Each day, more than 1,000 veterans die. So, in 2000, Congress created a program to keep these memories alive for future Americans. It is called the Veterans History Project. The project collects the remembrances of American war veterans and civilian workers who supported them. These collections are kept in the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress in Washington. The project collects remembrances of veterans who served in World War I, World War II, the Korean War, and Vietnam War. It also includes veterans of the Persian Gulf War and conflicts in Afghanistan and Iraq. Civilians who actively supported war efforts are also invited to share their valuable stories. Volunteers throughout the nation collect veteran stories for the Library of Congress. You can hear more about Veterans Day Monday on the special English program, This is America. Taylor Swift is a singer, songwriter, and musician who hardly needs an introduction these days. Her 2008 album, Fearless, won more awards than any other album in the history of country music. Taylor Swift is also the top-selling digital artist in music history. Not bad for a performer who is only 20 years old. Last week, Taylor Swift released her third studio album, Speak Now. Some critics say it may be her best yet. Catherine Cole has more.
Long were the nights and my days once revolved around you. Footsteps, praying the floor won't fall through again. My mother accused me of losing my mind, but I swore I was fine. Paint me a blue sky and go back and turn it.
was Dear John from Taylor Swift's latest album, Speak Now. Like most of her songs, this one tells about a deeply personal experience. Media reports say the song is about Swift's failed relationship earlier this year with musician John Mayer. However, she has not publicly confirmed that the song is about him. Taylor Swift does say in the album notes of Speak Now that she wrote each song with a person in mind. She says the songs contain the words she meant to say but didn't. The next song, Innocent, was written with rapper Kanye West in mind. It is her answer to his behavior when he interrupted her award acceptance speech at last year's MTV Video Music Awards.
I guess you really did this time. Left yourself in your path. Lost your balance on a tightrope. Lost your mind trying to get it back. Wasn't it easier in your lunchbox days? Always a big
Swift's earlier albums were heavily influenced by country music. One reason for her huge success is that her music is popular with country music fans as well as with wider audiences. However, her new album shows that she is also at ease with other music styles. We leave you with Back to December.
I'm so glad you made time to see me. How's life? Tell me as a family. I haven't seen them in a while. You've been good, busier than ever. With small talk, work and the weather. Your guard is up and I know why. Because the last time you saw me, it still burned in the back of your mind.
I'm Doug Johnson. Our program was written by Dana Dimange, Jerry Watson, and Katie Weaver, who also was our producer. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.
Oh.